you can tell everybody.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Ron Johnson, one of our senators, has disgraced us once again. He put out a statement Tuesday in the John Solomon Reports right-wing podcast. And he said, quote, "Vaccinating could be dangerous, perpetuates the coronavirus pandemic." This is Ron Johnson, senator. Quote, "Vaccinating could be dangerous, perpetuates the coronavirus pandemic." It's not just irresponsible. You know, there are a couple of statewide people who have a lot of name recognition. The two senators, Ron Johnson, Tammy Baldwin, and the governor, Tony Evers, and others do too. But as far as name recognition and perceptions of legitimacy in people's minds, the average person, you know, they know the attorney general, they know there's an attorney general and a treasurer and a secretary of state and so on, and a lieutenant governor. But if you ask the average person who the state leaders are, they're going to mention the governor and the two senators. You know, they're congressmen and all that, I get it, state legislature, but the ones that come to mind to the average person, because most people, you know, you can ask anybody, ask somebody who's a chemistry professor at a college somewhere, what assembly district are you in? He's not going to know. What state senate district are you in? What aldermanic district? You know, and sometimes you'll say, all right, who's your congressman? Who's your state senator? Who's your assemblyman? If you have asked the average person that, they frequently will get it wrong. But most people can tell you the governor and many the two senators. When you have a U.S. senator saying, quote, vaccinating could be dangerous, perpetuates the coronavirus pandemic, and you are somebody who, you know, you don't ride the news all the time. You're not listening to this kind of a radio station. You're not reading the newspaper. You might see the news after a football game or something, and something about Trump and all that. If a U.S. senator says that vaccinating could be dangerous and that it perpetuates the coronavirus pandemic, which is false, it's a lie, you are going to hesitate about getting the vaccine. You're certainly going to hesitate to have your kids vaccinated, a 10-year-old, for instance. You're going to hold back. You're going to say, well, a big man said it could be dangerous and perpetuates the pandemic. Other big men say, go ahead and do it. Okay, well, you know, I don't know. And you delay it. Some people will just flat out take it as gospel. And Trump is attacking vaccinating. And he went on the sly and got vaccinated himself. So did Melania. So did his whole family. Anybody that knows anything realizes it's as to not be vaccinated is as crazy as to not be vaccinated against smallpox in the old days, the 18th century, 19th century. Or, you know, you had no vaccinations for the plague back in the Middle Ages. But you actually think people will go, well, I'm doubtful, you know, maybe, all right, I get the plague, my nose starts to rot off and my ears rot off, and I'm lying there screaming, covered with sores. But I, you know, whatever. The difference between this and the plague is it's invisible. Some people get it with no symptoms. Some people do get symptoms and they get over it and they go, it's a badge of honor. It's like a fetish, a Trump fetish or whatever. Hey, wait a minute, Trump got vaccinated. Well, yeah, okay, but it's a fetish. You need a fetish to organize any political movement. You need something, a symbol. It is irresponsible, it's cruel, really, beyond belief, for a U.S. senator to say that vaccinating could be dangerous and perpetuates the coronavirus. It's cruel, because there are people who are going to believe him, even though it's false, and there are people who are not going to get vaccinated. And there are people who are going to die. And there are people who are going to get badly injured. They're going to have blood clots in their internal organs the rest of their life. It's been shown to cause neurological damage, even in people who don't go on ventilators. And here's a statistic that really breaks your heart. Wall Street Journal had an article yesterday. 1 million children have lost their parents. 1 million children. And some of them have lost both parents. But remember, many of them have single moms, and they got lost. There's a terrible, terrible story in this article. It's a four-year-old girl somewhere. Her mother used to rock her in bed at night, get in bed with her and rock her and stroke her hair and sort of whisper and sing to her. Mother died of COVID. So she's being raised by her great aunt, and her great aunt tries to, you know, stroke her hair and calm her, and when she's fallen asleep, and little girl cries incessantly, "Where's my mother?" This is the effect of what Ron Johnson and Donald Trump are doing. It has a human effect. It's not a statistic. You know, you look on radio shows, or say you look on TV shows, say you watch TV shows or right-wing radio, and you may see, well, there were 2,000 cases today and 17 deaths. And you yawn, 17 deaths. Well, you know, those were human beings. Some of them were moms, some of them were single moms, and some of them had very small children. All they have to do is get vaccinated. If they get vaccinated, if you get the Delta variant, frequently you're asymptomatic. If you do get some slight flu-like symptoms, you get over them if you're vaccinated. You're virtually certain not to go to the hospital or to die. And your kids will have a mom growing up. What this is beyond irresponsible. It's beyond cruel. And it is having an impact on killing people. Also, from a statistical point of view, it's having a huge impact on denying us herd immunity. Right now, I don't know, something like 70% of adults in this country have been vaccinated. The 30% haven't. And of them, 25 of that 30, under no circumstances, will ever get vaccinated or wear a mask. And they roam around and they spread it. The problem with that is that that's a kind of a breeding pool for COVID to develop other variants. In other words, if you only have a few people not vaccinated, statistically, it's very unlikely that whatever transmission among them is going to breed a new variant. But you have 25% of the population. That's like a huge swimming pool. And these things all jump in there, these various COVID variants right now. And just statistically, one of them's going to, they change all the time. Sometimes their changes are not beneficial to their survival and they go away. But you've seen the artist's renditions, these spiky things coming off a ball with fur on them, that kind of thing. One of them's going to develop longer spiky things, shorter spiky things, no spiky things, smaller ball, bigger ball, which will eventually defeat vaccines. And it's toxic. That's where Delta is, Mu is, all of these others. Republican Party is perpetuating death and is perpetuating communicable disease. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Well, you can tell me.